March 15th, The Daily Stoic. The present is all we possess. Were we to live 3,000 years, or even a countless multiple of that, keep in mind that no one ever loses a life other than the one they are living, and no one ever lives a life other than the one they are losing. The longest and the shortest life, then, amount to the same, for the present moment lasts the same for all, and is all anyone possesses. No one can lose either the past or the future, for how can someone be deprived of what's not theirs? Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 2.14. Today, notice how often you look for more, that is, wanting the past to be more than what it was, different, better, still here, etc., or wanting the future to unfold exactly as you expect, with hardly a thought as to how that might affect other people. When you do this, you're neglecting the present moment. Talk about ungrateful. There's a saying attributed to Bill Keane, the cartoonist, worth remembering. Yesterday's the past, tomorrow's the future, but today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. This present is in our possession, but it has an expiration date, a quickly approaching one. If you enjoy all of it, it will be enough. It can last a whole lifetime. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Once Begun. This doctrine of a universal redemption spreading outwards from the redemption of man, mythological as it will seem to the modern minds, is in reality far more philosophical than any theory which holds that God, having once entered nature, should leave her, and leave her substantially unchanged, or that the glorification of one creature could be realized without the glorification of the whole system. God never undoes anything but evil, never does good to undo it again. The union between God and nature in the person of Christ admits no divorce. He will not go out of nature again, and she must be glorified in all ways which this miraculous union demands. When spring comes, it leaves no corner of the land untouched. Even a pebble dropped in a pond sends circles to the margin from miracles. Jesus calling. Listen to the love song that he is continually singing to you. He takes great delight in you. He rejoices over you with singing. The voices of the world are a cacophony of chaos, pulling you this way and that. Don't listen to those voices. Challenge them with his word. Learn to take many breaks from the world, finding a place to be still in his presence and listen to his voice. There is immense hidden treasure to be found through listening to him. Though he pours out his blessings upon you always, some of his richest blessings have to be actively sought. He loves to reveal himself to you, and your seeking heart opens you up to receive more of his disclosure. Ask it, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. 7, 7.